Melinda presents this unabridged recording of Three Little Birds, written by Sam Blake and read by Jessica Regan. Carla Steele rolled her chair closer to her desk, her concentration fixed on the screen in front of her, on the damaged eye socket of a human skull. The early morning June sunshine filled her office from the window behind her, dust motes dancing like fractured spirits in its beam. She adjusted the monitor to reduce the glare. She knew this image like she knew the tattoo on the inside of her wrist. Three birds in flight, their wings outspread, the line below it, "With brave wings she flies," written in script across her pale skin, across her heart. Since the week she'd arrived to set up the Forensic Anthropology and Computer Enhancement Department, affectionately known as FACE, in Ireland's Garda headquarters, her days had begun and ended with this image filling her screen, with this case, with the sharply circumscribed semicircular entry wound on the left side of the occipital bone. She moved the image of the 3D render around with the haptic phantom lever, VR software, allowing her to feel the structure of the skull as if it was in front of her. There was an exit wound at the rear, the bone demonstrating characteristic beveling created by the direction of a bullet's motion. Whenever she opened this file, the questions crowded into her head. With only the skull as evidence, she couldn't conclude absolutely that a bullet had been the actual cause of death, or hypothesize that it had been inflicted by someone other than the victim. But given that the skull had been found wrapped in a pale blue crocheted blanket, in a wardrobe, in an abandoned house, it seemed likely that someone had wanted to conceal this death. Someone who knew where the rest of the body was hidden, and exactly what had happened. From the size of the aperture, the data suggested a medium caliber bullet, most likely a 32. To Carla's experienced eye, the point of entry suggested an execution. Carla scowled and flicked to the next screen, the finished render of the girl's face. This had been the first cold case she'd tackled when she'd been invited to set up FACE 2 years earlier. But despite an extensive media campaign and her reputation as the woman who had rebuilt a skull mislabeled in the basement of a small museum and given a face to Ireland's famous pirate queen, she was no closer to finding out who the victim was. It nagged at her like the onset of a migraine. When she'd rebuilt this girl's face, she'd scanned it as she had so many others, using the three-dimensional software to create a model that allowed her to change the girl's skin tone and hairstyle. This was the skull of a teenager of partially Asian descent, one who had had enough anxiety in her life to grind her teeth. But who, and why, and when? This girl belonged to someone. She'd had a life.